We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. Packers about to beat the Rams. I'm going a few seconds early. I was waiting until the end of this game, but Sean McVay is calling timeouts when they're down three possessions, and the Packers had gotten a first down. Then he called a timeout. I'm not waiting around for that. Plus, I gotta get going. We gotta get going here. I am the hardest working, best conditioned, most professional, unselfish, toughest, meanest, nastiest podcast in the space. So I got to get going here and get this show on the road. Packers getting the dub against the LA Rams, and thank God for it. Had they lost this game, I don't even know what we would have gotten ourselves into. What kind of takes would have been out there. I know what I would have said. I would have probably wanted everybody fired and out of here. Pretty awful. You got to win this football game. Test user disagrees, says draft picks get worse. What are we even doing here? Quick aside on that, and it's no fault of anybody's own, but the whole, like, what are we even doing? That I think has kind of played out its course. I've been a big user of it. But I do think it's kind of played out its usefulness. But either way, I get the sentiment that some people want to see us continue to tank. That is probably a bad idea. They're not going to. You want them to take another quarterback if you want them to tank. They're not going to take another quarterback. Jordan Love's shown enough. Well, I don't want to get into that hyperbole right away either. But I just assume at the end of the year that Jordan Love will have shown enough where they wouldn't be interested in getting another quarterback. But then again, I think Grant said it earlier this week, the amount of money you're going to spend. I was talking yesterday on CBS that the Bears might get in a position if they're one or two or three or whatever picks they have, you almost have to draft Caleb Williams or Drake May because you're going to either do that or pay Justin Fields. And even if you don't think one of them is better than the other, you're going to have to pay a guy. Why pay a guy $35 million and you can pay a guy six who might be better? So I think that a lot of Packer fans have kind of shifted into that area too, where they do want to see a lower pick. I just don't think as the season goes, like the Bears could lose a bunch of games. And even if it's not them, they have the Panthers who are going to continue to lose a bunch of games. I don't know. I think that we, as much as we suck, and we do suck, I think that we still have a few more wins in us. Whether we win against the Steelers, the Chargers, Lions, Chiefs are tough, Giants up there, Buccaneers are mid, Panthers, Vikings, who knows what they'll look like, Bears. This is not going to be a 2-3-4 win football team. It never was, no matter how shitty they have been at many different times. So I just don't even think that that is a, like, I don't even think that that is a reasonable scenario that could occur. I don't see it playing out that way. And so I haven't really been tank for draft guy. Kenny says, man, this team still sucks ass. Yeah, they're not. I mean, we're not going to. I'm happy to be here after a win. It's much better to be here after a win but I'm certainly not going to say we're back or whatever. There was some bullshit in this game. The offsides was garbage. That Wicks fumble. I mean, at that point, I was ready to just not. I was ready to turn on Red Zone, but I committed or not even watch football. It made me hate the sport. Let's go quad box here to start. Matt in the Falls. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm very reclined on in the couch. I'm not in my usual position. I'm also just very, very just blah after watching that game.
It wasn't an enjoyable game to watch.
No, like, we stink. We might as well have won. Like, it feels like we lost. It feels like we lost, even though we won.
You know what it feels? It feels like I watch all these football games. Games yesterday, games on Sunday, a lot of great games throughout this Sunday. Chiefs, Dolphins in the morning. And like I enjoy myself. I watch these games out of enjoyment. The Packers games are like, it's just a little tedious at times, man.
It is. It is. Like I saw that Jordan Love was 20 of 26, and I couldn't believe my eyes.
Like, now, I do have a lot to say about Jordan Love.
He's not efficient of a game. I'm not saying he played like what made me think he was good, but yeah, I thought that last-ditch shovel pass, I thought that was a terrible idea. Bad judgment, even though it worked out. That something could have gone terribly wrong there.
Well, overall, I think he had a nice game.
Yeah, I mean, statistically, yes, but I don't know. I wanted to be more impressed than I was.
Now, hot take, Jake is shaking his head.
No,
I'm also going to bring in...
What?
I'm bringing in the Sean O'Connell as well.
Oh, wow.
So a real nice panel here. What are you shaking your head at, Jake? On the Jordan Love did not, YouTube.
Jordan Love did not have a good game. I mean, this is one of those cases where it's completely fool's gold. Yes, sure, statistically, he made some, you know, easy throws. But if there's any degree of difficulty on the throw, he's still missing a lot of stuff. He looked kind of razzled in the pocket, you could say. He made some bad decisions, like on the one that was called an incomplete pass where he's going down and he just let go of the ball.
Okay. No, you're wrong. Everything you just said is wrong. You're wrong.
Okay.
This is where we have to stop. Now I'm all fired up. So thanks for bringing that out of me. Because Jordan, if we're going to fucking nitpick, you can't nitpick every single thing and just say after every play, say, Jordan, the offensive line is ass. Whoa. His receivers are terrible.
Whoa.
Now, Jordan Love, okay? Here's what he did wrong. Let's get that out of the way. He has a problem leading receivers on deep plays. Does he know he can do that? He's got an arm. Does he know he can actually lead? Oh, a child. Does he know he can actually – is that you telling me not to swear? He knows
that was more for humor. She's playing a game on her tablet.
Oh, he knows – I don't know if he knows that he can lead guys, okay? There were some decisions where it's like, oh, I'm going to get sacked, and then bloop, bloop, weird fumble, weird last second try to make a play happen. Okay, people can be critical of that. There was a sack that he, oh, my God, I saw so many people, like, wanted to go there and take his head off of his body and bury his head in a different cemetery than his body. They're so fucking mad. They were so mad at him that I don't understand. It's okay, one sack. Jordan Love was hitting spots. He is really good in that 5 to 20 little range. I think Jordan Love had a nice game with errors and things you can work on. I think this was an improvement over what we've been seeing lately. And now don't make me be all like Jordan Love has to be the quarterback because I've said this like everyone. There's this one guy that's like, oh, Barton needs because it's his take. I just want to accurately and rationally describe how this guy's playing, and I do think we're Rorschach testing it, where you see what you want to see. So, Jake, I apologize for interrupting you, but I think everything you said is wrong, and I feel you're just like you're going to feel like I'm coming with an agenda. I do have an agenda. Critique him accurately. Don't Don't over critique him either way. That's my agenda, Jake.
Well, I mean, I think it actually, it kind of leads me into my next point, because like, I'm sour. I'm angry. I'm pissed off that they won this game, because they did not deserve to win this game. They just slightly suck less ass than the team that they were playing, who was on their third string quarterback. This is the kind of game I will remember more than the people that wanted them to win will remember, because I will remember this game as the one that cost us 4 or 5 draft slots that could have been the difference of a Caleb Williams, a Drake May, a Marvin Harrison Jr.
Caleb Williams is a crybaby.
The other, the people that were cheering for this win and are so happy right now, they get a couple hours of happy drunk time instead of angry drunk time that they will forget by tomorrow. So, yes, I'm sour. Maybe I'm being hard on Jordan Love. Maybe it's seeing Caleb Williams go freaking all time last night in prime time has just made me obsessed with him. I don't know. All I know is that this was a pointless win. It just gives you more percentage chance that these losers that are responsible for this shit team are going to be back next year. So screw the Packers. I will continue to watch them as a chore, but I'm all about the Bucks now.
If you don't want them to win, then there's no reason to watch.
I have to. This is what I was. It's ingrained in me. This was ingrained in me as a child.
You're rooting for them to lose while you're watching them.
Absolutely. 100%.
I will. That's fair for you. I will never get there, except I was at the end of last season. I rooted for them to lose a lot because I wanted Rodgers out of town. So, okay, maybe that's hypocritical. But I am not. I cannot on November 5th, whether they're going to make the – I'm not even – we don't even need to say the P word. I can't sit there on my couch at 2-5 and root for them to lose.
Why?
Because that's counterintuitive.
I say it's counter. I guess it depends on what you want. Do you want that little bit of like joy in this moment?
We're not bad enough. You think we're bad? We're bad.
They are bad. They are really, really bad.
They're bad. They're not bad enough to get a top three pick. There are many teams worse.
How can you say that when they were this close to losing to Brett fucking Rippon?
Jake, they were like this close to losing.
No. They pulled away at the end. That game was back and forth of who's more shit until about mid third quarter.
Are we talking about today?
Yeah.
They never had a chance.
The Rams?
After the second quarter,
the Rams were not a threat of scoring a touchdown at all. Credit Joe Barry.
Then why was it 10-3, 7-3 for the majority of the game? If Green Bay is so much better.
We're bad.
Yeah, they're freaking terrible.
Because we're bad. Jordan Love overthrew that guy. Okay, he overthrew Watson. There were two phantom ass
underthrew
offsides.
Underthrew.
There were two weird offsides penalties that were called as a prank. They were never going to lose this game against Brett. Now, Matt Stafford, maybe Matt Stafford beats us. And he probably does. And if we had those mistakes that we had today, the 2 4th-and-1s with offsides, the overthrow, whatever, Aaron Jones fumble,
still Wicks an underthrow.
Underthrow. Then we lose. But we're not. There's teams worse than us. We're not losing. We're not winning any less than 6 games. We're gonna win at least 6 games.
When you get to that level, that a one extra win can be the difference of 3 or 4 slots, maybe. That doesn't make a difference between picking 22 and picking 19.
Luke Van Ness and not play him.
See, and that's a butthole theory that I hate when fans bring out. Well, it's like, we got a third round pick for Rasul. Doesn't matter. They always blow third round picks. It's like, that doesn't mean you don't try to get high picks. That's just, I don't know. It's people soothing their own ego. I don't know what it is, but this team sucks. And the way to get better is to get better assets, get better players, get younger. And I don't know. I feel like they are a lot worse than you're giving them credit for.
Matt?
Wouldn't you think that losing would... excuse me. Wouldn't you think that losing... I thought we were losing Sean there. Passing out
Sean O'Connell.
He's the cleanup hitter. So, okay, here we go.
Wait, whoa. No, I really do have something.
Jesus motherfucking Christ. Go ahead.
Your mouse. Wouldn't you think that losing would be the path to getting LaFleur out of here? And don't you want that?
Me?
Thank you.
Yeah, you.
Look, guys, I don't know, you know, what I talk about during the week.
Answer the question.
Yeah, I don't like, I don't think LaFleur, I think Jordan Love's more likely to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay than Matt LaFleur is.
Then we have to lose in order for LaFleur to be gone. He's not
going to quit on his own accord. But I'm not, how am I going to sit here on November 5th and root for them to lose?
Because we're 2-5.
Because you have two eyes.
Can't do it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying that I was, but I would have been fine either way.
Guys, sometimes we can be like, not every year has to be win a Super Bowl or tank for the draft pick. Sometimes you're just
taking bites of the apple.
Of course not. But this is a special circumstance. There is this top five of this draft is insanity. Like game changing talents. You are bad enough to be there because you're in that mix as we speak at this moment. It's win-win. You lose more, you get a better pick, but a chance at a game, you know, breaking player, and you get these assholes in charge out of there. That's what I want.
But here's the thing, though, is those assholes in charge would have to buy into that. They'd have to buy into their own demise. They're never going to do that. And then we're still going to win, like Bart says, six-ish. I think six is the ceiling. I think a six-win season is the ceiling. And the sad thing is that 4-5 weeks ago, the circles that we made on the schedule for
potential
wins are also the opposition are circling the Green Bay Packers as their potential wins. So, I mean, it is a screwed up situation. It's not what we're used to. And I think Matt LaFleur, if you told him that we needed you, if Goody and whomever the powers that be said, Matt, we need you to tank, he would screw that up too. We'd win the rest of the games of this season. I'm so out on Matt LaFleur. That's how out I am. I'm making a joke, but I'm just saying.
Who's singing?
Sorry.
Let me just clarify too. I don't think an NFL team is outwardly going, hey, let's go lose games. I'm upset that they lost or that they won. I'm not upset that they didn't blatantly try to lose because nobody's going to do that.
I got to read some of these comments if you don't mind. We all need to have thick skin for the following comments that will be read.
Bring it on.
If any of these comments affect anyone so badly, I can tell you a great way to relax is by taking a gummy from Happy Place Hemp. HappyPlaceHemp.com is the website. Head there immediately. Get your order in. 25% off every order with the promo code BART. Every time that you order, the promo code is BART. You can order today and then tomorrow and then say, I forgot. The code's going to work for you every time. Gummies with the THC, the Delta 8s, Delta 9. You get the CBD, CBDNs. I will be, you know what? Tonight's going to be a Delta 8 watch. You know what? Let's go to Delta 9 and watch the two teams tonight. That's what my Sunday night's going to entail. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Zach wants to know how much I lost at Pottle last night.
Good question.
I was there Friday. I lost 100. The second level is insane. It's like a new casino came to town. Also, everything on the first floor on Friday was either broken or the tables were closed. They're like, just go see the second floor. It's very neat. Rick, loves showing a lot of potential. They still might draft another quarterback. Don't forget the Packers drafted two quarterbacks after A-Rod's first season, starting Brom and Flynn. I think they drafted him the year
before.
Yeah, not even after. Ryan says, just checking in to reiterate that Love is not a good quarterback. This is really pissing me off to the degree of fuck. I'm upset. I'm upset that it's got to be a Jordan Love discussion. We won the game. And Love looked good. This was the best, like the most promising Love day since week one. I think people should be happy to see this. But you guys have all moved on to Caleb Williams and Drake May, who we have no shot of getting. We're not getting them. Get over it. We're not getting them. Either of them. Love was not showing potential. What? He was still making dumb decisions. What are the dumb decisions he was making? He was making the dumb decisions where he was trying to keep a play alive when the offensive line would sieve and Aaron Donald was right on his ass. So then he was trying to keep a play alive. You know what? Credit to him for trying to keep a play alive. Also, review the tape and look at it. Okay? It's his seventh game starting. Eighth. Ninth. Well, probably tenth. Who else is talking here? Love had an amazing second half from Dan. He needs to work on his downfield throws. Yes. He needs to lead receivers and not make them make plays to come back. Rick is back. I've been watching since around 70. Worst I've seen was Randy Wright. We are nowhere close to that. Love made some really good throws.
You skipped his chest beating.
I think I've probably seen more than you, he also said. Jalen says, Love was terrible. Tax
he can't be 20 for 26 in the NFL and be terrible, but he just didn't look that great doing it.
There are quarterbacks worse than Love. That's my main takeaway from the game. That's from Scott.
Third screener.
That was a negative BS about Love. O-line played well today. The O-line was interesting today. They played interesting today. What'd you say?
I said interestingly.
They played interestingly today?
Yeah. On the last episode on Friday, you had, I forget what it was, but there was an adjective that you were supposed to conjugate with an L-Y, and you didn't like 17 times in a minute, and it really was crazy. And Jake
by
is not
far, you're the most. You're
Jake
the most
must not be a grammar
about
guy.
About the words that come out of my mouth.
I can't turn it off. I'm sorry. Go on.
I'm a grammar guy.
No, Matt never seems to have like a real issue with what I say or how I present it, but the words. Every time I say a word,
I just want you to sound very polished, so when you get on national, everyone thinks you're very smart.
But I like being the Midwest hick. I think that's part of the charm.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm a grammar guy when it comes to written, but when it's like some dudes talking about sports and somebody's like, well, you know.
Sports livelihood we're talking about, Jake.
Right, and I think what's going to get him to that next level is going to be like, he's approachable. He sounds like me, you know what I mean?
I know. I'm sorry, okay? Everyone in the comments is probably destroying me right now.
No. Jalen says, Love is not a starting quarterback. Tell me how a fourth-year player sitting behind a Hall of Fame quarterback is not light years ahead of actual rookie quarterbacks this year. There's plenty of rookies winning And then I think something got cut off there.
Well, I mean, then Jay Sorge over in Indianapolis should have been a Pro Bowler then by that rationale. He sat behind, what's his name? Sorge behind Manning.
Jim?
Wasn't that like 20 years ago?
Hey, it's still, why then when Manning left, why then didn't Sorge just step in and make the Pro Bowl then by that same rationale?
How did Matt Ryan do his rookie year? He was a rookie in 2008 when Rodgers started. Were we constantly critiquing Rodgers against Matt Ryan?
There was a lot of love for Matt Ryan his rookie year. That's where he got the Matty Ice nickname.
Joe Flacco was a rookie. Well, that was a bad quarterback class. We took two of them. Flynn and
Brommer.
Chad Henne, Kevin O'Connell. Who's that? He's the coach.
Yeah, head coach.
Jim Sorge.
Kevin O'Connell was drafted in the NFL the first year that Rodgers started. How is that possible?
We're getting old, boys.
Here's my Uber driver, Q.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
I'm just so disappointed in this team.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, they win.
Tough to do.
When I want them to lose.
And exactly. Yes.
I want them to win.
Wait, you wanted them to lose today? I thought you were doing a bit. Are you doing a bit?
No, I'm not. Matt LaFleur is, he can't do anything right. He goes from closet tanking to like winning this stupid game. Like,
No. Let me take you back to the beginning of the game. Let me take you back to kickoff. And at kickoff, I'm wondering to myself, self, what do I want out of this game? They're 2-5. I don't see a playoff run here. They're 2-5. I don't know. I just want to see Jordan Love play and have a game that I can be happy about. And I do want to see them use Aaron Jones a little bit. I want to see that. And I want to see the defense. How are they going to step up with the trading of Rasul Douglas? And that secondary did very well today. And then I remembered to myself, self, the Rams were starting Brett Rippon, who was very bad. Like Jordan Love, we're going to have these long discussions every week, but Brett Rippon's bad, and they had no shot, and the defense came to play, and Jair was really good today, really, really good. And I don't know what to, like, you guys, like, I know that we think the Packers have lost four in a row, and they've been bad, but they're in a league where there are teams worse than us. And then when there are teams worse than us that have to rely on worse quarterback, those exist. It's not just, there's many out there. It's not. Not like we shocked the world and beat the Chiefs, and you're like, "What are you doing beating the Chiefs?" That's so irrelevant. You couldn't have lost this game if you tried against Brett Rippon. You were not going to lose this game if you tried to. What did they? What if you say they tried to lose? You had a fumble from. What is your problem, Jake? What is wrong? Why are you heading your hands?
You saying like they couldn't lose this game if they tried? They were in this game for 2.5 quarters, if not close to 3 quarters here. It's an NFL team. It's not like you're going up against a college team.
And not only that, I'd like to defend.
But they were never in danger. They were never in danger of losing.
Yeah. Well, and I'd also like to defend the Rippon name. They have a Super Bowl pedigree within the family. So let's
Uncle Mark.
Yes, let's take that into account. So that's nothing to sneeze at.
Jay Money says there was literally nothing positive to take away from Love today. I don't understand.
Hey, I'll just say this because I have to get going. You know, no matter what happens, the win is the win. But my Lord, did they make it hard on themselves. Depending on how you want to look at it, positive, negative, glass half full, half empty, no matter what, this was not, a win is a win. But good Lord, it did not look polished. It did not look inspired. It did not look like anything that other than, like Jake said, you know, it was close for a significant part of the time. And they just never, I mean, your quarterback in a home game has to be told after, 2.5 quarters to change his cleats. And, you know, I mean, that is the kind of stuff, the errors that are just killing death by a thousand cuts. And I love you guys, and I'll see you later.
Ryan's back. He says, "Oh, fix the oh Jesus." A-Rod's 6-10 season warned him an extension by this time. It was night and day from this. Guys, you what? This is This is the most mad that I've been. This is the most mad I've been during any podcast since I started. I'm very annoyed. You've all missed the plot, or I'm reading a different story, or I'm not like I'm stunned. I am fucking stunned. Aaron Rodgers became he's a Hall of Famer. Okay. Now Jordan Love in year one has to like motherfucker. This is bullshit. God damn it. You guys
it's the rest of the world that's crazy.
Two people that I'm talking to right now are sad that they lost.
Bart, can I just
they won pause? And it feels like a loss.
No, it doesn't.
This is why this win will just be upsetting in April. There's nothing about it won't. This win. What?
Well, then fuck off. Then both of you guys, thanks for the ride the other night, but both of you guys fuck off.
No, here's what I'm saying. This is like either you save for retirement or you don't, and you're sad that you don't. So right now, like, winning is not good for our future. We are not saving for our retirement right now with any win. That's like the best analogy I can come up with. So like it feels like good to win today, like to spend a little extra of your money, but you're not saving it. So
he was on fire today.
I'll let you be excited about this win, Bart. I'm gonna drop.
I'm not being like, hey, we won 3-5. All right, let's get this playoff ship back on the road. I'm excited that Jordan Love looked all right. I'm excited that the young team that we have is. They showed a little bit of growth. They had a tough week. They lost one of their buddies.
So this is just another case of us not even having an identity. We could have been tankers. That's something I would be proud of. Now we're lost in mediocrity.
This is such bullshit.
We're in the middle, which is not where you want to be.
So then you guys really have no business to watch the game. None. Don't watch.
Go see them lose.
No, I want to see them lose with some gusto, which there
that
was
does, that's gusto. Not gonna happen. They're not gonna be 2-15 with fucking gusto.
I gotta drop, but that's what I'm looking for. See you guys.
Oh, I love you, buddy. I love you so much. He was bringing it, man. That was great.
Chuck says Jake is a clown emoji. Furman says I'm becoming a company guy.
Well, I don't know about that.
I think what I'm so fired up about is you guys are you're like taking a very viable and very reasonable thought of a fan in terms why is my camera shitty? I'm really pissed about that too. Yours is like crystal clear. Did you get a new iPhone?
No, this is a Samsung, which I switched from iPhone to Samsung after having iPhone for like 15 years. It was the worst decision of my life. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I'll never go back.
It's horrendous. Nice camera, though.
Like this is the kind of take that you have when they lose week 16 and the number one seed is in play or a top five pick is in play. You guys are getting upset about this.
But they all count. That's the thing. Like, I thought Q made a great point. Like, we're going to be in April with, like, the 8th pick. And we're going to be like, man, remember when they, like, almost lost that game to the fucking Rams? And they'd be picking pissed if they would have lost that game.
They're 3-5. The Packers are 3-5. They were 2-5. If I said 2-5, it's because they came into the game 2-5. Now they're 3-5.
Yeah.
Christ. Responding to a comment on YouTube. This is a bad episode. Now I'm pissing myself for getting so worked up. Because I'm fucking mad. I'm just mad.
Maybe hey, can I bring some positive light into the show?
Vikings won. Okay, Bears lost.
Something positive. Today being Monday. Tonight, Monday night, I got a DM from Austin. He's like, Bart's not going to do anything with the Bucks. Let's just like get together on our own. So I was like, well, fuck it. I'm going to throw it out there. Tonight, I think a couple people are going to at least join me. I'm probably going to get a burger at Major Goolsby's, and then I'm going to go to the Deer District and watch the Bucks game tonight, hoping that some of the Winklerverse will come. You included, MF-er.
I'm all in on meeting up for a Bucks game. I have CBS Monday.
That's all right. Well, you'll be there in spirit. And I'm sure there's only going to be a handful of us, but for anybody listening, love to come hang out, take in the beautiful weather, and hopefully a Bucks victory.
Well, here's another comment. Stalas Tom says, Packers made a bad team look competitive for most of that game. The Rams never looked competitive. What were you guys? Maybe I'm just the one guy that's wrong. When did the Rams
look
competitive? Never.
You can say they didn't look competitive. But if you say that, that means the Packers also didn't look competitive.
No, the Packers were competitive. And then
you had two non-competitive teams competing
that were called offsides, which is a real rule. And you can line up offsides on offense. And teams have done it. And it's been called. But the Packers didn't do it either time. So it was bullshit the first time, even more bullshit the second.
Well, the first time, I think they called it on Yash, but it was actually on the right guard, which it did look like he was offsides.
Well, I didn't think so, and I thought the second one was worse.
Yeah, the second one was bad. I'll give you that.
Then, we have a Jordan Love mistake. Underthrew a guy, all right? Underthrew Watson. So there was a weird fumble, which, like, he gave himself up, so maybe that shouldn't have even been a fumble, but that was Wicks. Then Jones fumbled. Did he end up getting that one back? I think he did. And I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean, what the Rams did today was about the worst overall performance that you're going to see in all of football this year. And you can say, well, the Packers only beat him 23. Yeah, the Packers aren't that good. They're not that good of a team. But even with all these mistakes and all these turnovers and the turnovers on downs and those mistakes and the missed field goal, they were never in jeopardy of losing. You would have had to like started to take safeties if you wanted to lose that game.
Maybe the Rams are tanking.
Maybe they're tanking and they just out tanked us.
They probably did because, I mean, Stafford probably could have played, but he didn't because they wanted to be cautious with him. Well, if they wanted to win, they probably would have played him. Now, I'm not saying we should have played Sean Clifford. And again, my argument is not, hey, they need to blatantly go out and lose games. I'm just upset that they did win this game because long term, I want this team to win championships, not pointless games in early November.
Scott says building confidence is important for a young team like this. We can't
get no, it's not
next year.
So many of these guys are not going to be back next year. It doesn't fucking matter about building confidence.
Are going to be back next year.
Okay, but a lot of them aren't. Like all your veterans, all these free agents are gone. Like
who's gone?
Preston Smith will be gone.
But he doesn't
Aaron Jones will be gone.
Maybe.
AJ Dillon will be gone. Like I can go down the line. Bakhtiari will be gone or retired. What?
So then what do we need? So we need
what do we need?
Rusher and two running backs?
Every receiver to match is this under team?
Contract through 2025.
They need a lot.
The tight end position is going to be fine. You've got a lot of guys on the offensive line under contract next year. Your defensive line is under contract. Your linebackers are under contract. Preston's under contract. You could obviously move.
Are we doing this right now? You're trying to tell me that this team isn't that far away.
I'm not saying they're not far away. I'm saying what Scott's saying is that you can't get 53 draft picks next year. You're trying to rebuild this whole. So this comes down to you want Caleb Williams. Well, then it's over. You're not going to get him. So
Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., Joe Alt, Drake May, the list goes on and
those
on.
Those are the top three picks. We're not getting a top three pick.
They going into today, they had the sixth pick.
But they were never going to lose the next 12 games.
You are underestimating the suckassery of Matt LaFleur, my friend.
No, I know the suckassery. You should see my drafts right now. I've got all these drafts I never tweeted about. Oh, he can't beat his brother and all this stuff. I just had it all saved, ready to go.
For when he gets fired?
No, for when they lost this game. But they were never going to because they suck.
Then why did you write the tweets? If they were never going to lose this game, why were the tweets written?
Because I was going to screenshot them and then put them up later as a bit.
Okay.
All right, I know, Bart. I'm going to go to the comments and let you go.
Yes, I still love you, buddy.
And let me know how Monday goes.
Will do. We'll send you some vid.
I'll be live after the Bucks game from the Odyssey headquarters.
Maybe we'll call you during the Bucks game. How about that? We just get like a line of dudes.
I will be on CBS watching the game. So,
all right, Odyssey app it is.
That sounds good. LaFleur is going to be around this year and next year, no matter what. Murphy isn't closing out his career by overhauling the coaching staff. This debate is pointless. That's from Tom. What else do we have in the comments? People thought that I was dying. Michael says 6 viewers. So there's, I put this out on YouTube and I put it out on Facebook and I put it out on Twitter. And there's different viewership numbers on each platform. So Michael sees that there's 6 people on Facebook, which I never really use, but I put it there. So long story short, Michael, I don't know what you're trying to accomplish, but you can fuck off. $199 from Daniel. Thanks, Daniel. He says only the Cardinals and the Washington Tobies are smart enough to tank. I guess everything that's been talked about, and my point is that those of you dreaming of a top 3 pick, it was not going to happen. And to have multiple people not just come on here, but in the comments, be sad about this win. And I'm not saying that I'm overjoyed. I'm happy they won. Yeah, fine. I suck. I suck because I don't need the Packers have a mission to find out if Jordan Love's good or not. And to find out if he's the quarterback of the future. And they've got a lot of other guys that they're trying to find out too. They have their base of guys that they're trying to find out if they're good. And what you guys are kind of saying is that none of these guys are good. And you want all new guys. And then it's going to just start and make this process longer. I don't agree with how they set this up. Too many variables. I've talked about that. I think they, you know, but they still have a team that is going to compete, and this Rams team was much worse. I don't know. What if they go to Pittsburgh and win next week? Then they're 4-5. Then what? Then you guys are set, and then you guys are going to start thinking playoffs. I'll tell you what I've been saying about the NFC. The NFC is terrible. There's 5 teams in the NFC that will make the playoffs. 5 of them: the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Lions, and the Niners and the Seahawks. Of this next group, 2 of these teams will make the playoffs, one being an NFC South team. Rams, Buccaneers, Falcons, Saints, Packers, Vikings, Commanders. Of that group, 2 of those teams will make the playoffs. The Packers aren't any worse than any of those other teams. They're all bad. Minnesota actually might somehow be okay. They've won 4 in a row, even with 9 different quarterbacks playing today. Also, do want to credit out Dare Ogunbowale. Not only took the field goal duty in response to Fairbairn getting hurt, but he did like the kickoffs and stuff. So normally that's what they do. He kicked a field goal. They let him kick a 29-yard field goal, and it was good. Okay, so that was pretty exciting. And credit to the former Badger, who I once saw at Waukesha Sports Cards doing an autograph signing, and he was super nice. And I think who else was there that day? A couple other Badgers were there. Vince Beagle was there that day. Super nice. TJ Watt hid in the closet the whole time and only came out in the designated time that he was paid to be at. And his parents were there too to hold his hand during the process. Josiah says rooting for the Packers to lose is an annoying take. There's times in sports fandom where you think it's better for your team to lose. I won't say that that's not true. I've rooted for the Pack. I famously on Christmas Day, Cone still gives me shit about it all the time. I wanted them to lose because I wanted Rodgers out of here. And so maybe you guys are like, I want LaFleur, I want Goody out of here. And I get that sentiment. We're way too early in the process. It's way too early. I don't know how you can be sad after today. I don't know. Maybe I just need to, I'm going to the game next week in Pittsburgh. Maybe I just need to get past that game before I can get in full tank mode. Although I did text my buddies, we don't have to go to the game, do we? It would be fun if we just hung out somewhere. LOL. J Money says, Love made a few easy throws. Lisa says, I have nothing to say about Love today. I think that's good news. If you guys want to go back and watch every Love throw, here's where I'm like with Jordan Love. Because you know how you don't see the full screen the whole time? When he's got the ball and he's throwing somewhere short, I'm like, because, you know, there's always like the weird plays where Jones is doing this or Musgrave's all over the place. When he throws deep, I'm like, ah, that's not going to get caught. He's going to underthrow him. And everything in that middle, I feel very confident in. Very confident. And you saw that on that touchdown drive. How about that nice misdirection stuff to Musgrave? How about passes that he was hitting read on in this game? How about Wicks after the fumble had some nice catches? Romeo Doubs had some nice catches. They worked Jaden Reed in. You know, and then there was a ball over the middle that I thought was a nice ball, and Malik Heath is dropping it. So I don't know. Dee Marie says, Roger, only fans are the ones causing all this negative BS. Hey, you're a Green Bay Packer quarterback. You're going to be compared to other Green Bay Packer quarterbacks. We're comparing him to Aaron Rodgers. And I don't, you know, yeah, after the Bears game, we all were like, oh, my God, we got another one. But they're not going to, Jordan Love's not going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. If he is, it's going to be insane. And so to constantly compare him to that, what we need from Jordan Love is we need to see enough to make a decision on, is he going to be the guy that we pay a pretty big contract to, or do we move on? Charles says Love was incredible in the second half. How about that? I do want to give a shout out to our boys, the men and women at Tupelo Honey. They are on board, and I'm going to try to get there this week to do like some videos and take some fancy, sexy pictures and, you know, whatever else I want to bombard your social media feeds with. But I hope you got out there for brunch maybe yesterday or today. Anytime over the weekend, be sure to do that. They're located where the public market is, near the public market, corner of Clybourne and Broadway, again, across from the public market. Check out all their stuff. This is the exact kind of like food that, you know, I think sometimes call it comfort food or whatever, but this is the exact kind of food that I'm like constantly craving. Right now would be pretty good too. Cause for lunch I had some real shit. I made some shit sandwiches. I don't know. I tried to make a really good sandwich. I don't know. It put me in a bad mood all day, these sandwiches I made. It's the food culture traditions, that's how most people say it, of the South in Milwaukee. Get your Southern cravings met. Fried green tomatoes, shrimp and grits, homemade biscuits, the signature dish, which is the honey-dusted fried chicken. Can I not speak today? Nah, how now, brown cow? How now, brown cow? TupeloHoneyCafe.com. Check them out. You guys, if you're going to try to meet up before Bucks game, go to Tupelo Honey. Dave is in Cudahy.
Bart!
Dave, have you caught any of the show?
I've been listening to it here and there. I've been busy at work, but I knew that I had to jump on since I had the opportunity to.
So I'm going to take that as a no.
Here and there, a little bit, un poquito.
There's been a heavy discussion from Hot Take Jake and Q that they were upset that the Packers won. Do you share their sentiment, Dave and Cudahy?
I mean, I understand why they are upset. I would assume they are wanting a better draft position.
Yes.
And the efforts to get one Caleb Williams or potentially Drake May. I still am there for Jordan Love as much as he has been dog shit over the past couple of weeks, I don't think it's necessarily all on him. I really do feel that the bigger problem is Matt LaFleur and his play calling and the fact that he just cannot challenge Jordan Love at all. I think that the offensive line is probably one of the worst in the league. And on top of that, too, probably the receiver core as well. Because realistically, your best receiver is what, Romeo Doubs, who is, I think, maybe at best, a number two wide receiver, but probably more a number three. So what do you have in this team that is going to fall onto Jordan Love more than anything? I think he has shown a decent amount to, you know, keep going with him, because you're not going to get one of those top two, top three guys as far as QBs are concerned. But, you know, I understand why they feel that way. And I've been shaky with Love too.
Love, I just want to know if he's good or not. And I don't know that, like, if so, if he,
how are you going to be able to evaluate that based off of this team?
I don't know, but I like that they were kind of talking about that on the broadcast tonight. If you want Love to be Herbert, Burrow, Lamar, Josh Allen, you're going to have to give him time to do that. If you don't think that he is from what you've seen, then you're going to want a draft pick right away. But what I'm saying is they're still not bad enough to be in that position, even though they are bad.
No, and again, everything offensively, I think, is a problem more so than Jordan Love. I mean, Jordan Love is a problem right now. Don't get me wrong. But, like, again, I think LaFleur's play calling is hot garbage. I think the O-line is to complete trash. I think, you know, Luke Musgrave, for as fun as he's been to watch catch balls, falls down instantly. And then it's like, oh, who gives a crap? It's more, he's more of like a golf shot than anything. But like, what else can you do with this team offensively? I think Stanovich has been terrible as far as the OC. I wish he was back on the O-line. You know, at that point, I can complain about literally everything else first before I go to Jordan Love.
Rick has a comment. A-Rod's 6-10 season was when he took over a fucking 13-win team. Just to put more things in perspective, Furman wants to know what I see in Love that gives me any hope he's a starting caliber quarterback. I think that, and you, when you watch this game, I think there was more than enough there. Like, if, yeah, where's the line? Had... Where, this is where people need, this is what people need to figure out. What is your line? What do you need Jordan Love to be? That's why everybody's fighting, is because nobody's on the same page. If you need Jordan Love to be Aaron Rodgers, then you're out on Jordan Love. All right. If you need Jordan Love to be a guy that we're going to give a $40 million extension to, you haven't seen enough yet. And you might just say, I'm not willing to wait. You're out on Jordan Love. If you think Jordan Love can be like a guy who is a Pro Bowl alternate that can lead his team to the playoffs, then I think you've seen a lot out of Jordan Love that can be a nice place to be. You could still win there. I don't know, man. I don't know. You want a Hall of Fame quarterback? We're not going to get a Hall of Fame quarterback. We just had two.
You start to see the frustrations. We've
had three.
You start to see the frustrations.
We've had three of the greatest quarterbacks ever, Dave.
You start to see the bad from Jordan Love when you see the rest of his team fall apart. The fact that he can't count on anyone. I don't know, man. I don't know what you want from him, because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think you or I had any expectations of this team realistically going anywhere as far as the season was concerned, right? Like, hopefully better than what they are right now, but they weren't going to go to the playoffs, more than likely. They weren't potentially going to the Super Bowl. Like, what was even the idea of them winning the NFC North? I mean, we didn't think that the Vikings were going to struggle this hard, but I definitely thought that the Vikings were going to do better. And they're, you know, as of right now they're winning with Josh Dobbs, for God's sakes.
Here's some more comments. Only the refs and turnovers kept this game from being a blowout. I agree. Slim Lewis.
And you know what?
Great. What, Dave?
Oh, I was going to say, that is like the worst thing ever about this team is one, the turnovers, and two, the penalties. I was absolutely blown away that they're only like, I think they're tied for 10th in number of penalties because it seems like they get called for like 10 to 15 every goddamn game and they're unnecessary penalties.
Okay. I am juggling a couple of things. I just mentioned Tupelo Honey before. Check out Tuesday's episode. I have a special announcement about Tupelo Honey.
They gave me a free shirt once.
They did?
Yeah. I did some marketing for them.
Like a Tupelo Honey shirt?
Yeah. It's just a hand with horses. It says, hold your horses. Get it?
Ooh, I want that. On the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, I noticed you have, is that a Broncos shirt that's a unicorn?
Candy Mountain unicorns. Yeah, absolutely. They're soft. Candy Mountain, Charlie.
I don't know what that's from.
YouTube, back when I was a child.
That's a YouTube reference?
Oh, yeah.
Like the Charlie Bit My Finger guy?
No. I'll send it to you, Bart. You'll figure it out.
Is it a common thing that I didn't know or not?
Probably. Yeah, I think so. This was like 2004.
Oh, so it'd be like if I was wearing a chocolate rain shirt.
Yeah, kind of. Yes.
All right.
Nothing like some Tay Zonde to get you through the day.
Chocolate rain. That, if you ever look at the lyrics for that song, it's
questionable. Yeah, it's something.
Slim Lewis saw some great leadership from Jones and Alexander. Overall, they looked better. The next several games will be extremely challenging. Jones was the first one to Dontavian Wicks when he fumbled, and then Wicks was kind of sad, and people came up to him, and then Wicks played better. So awesome. Jair Alexander, again, huge game for him. I do want to take this moment to mention some of the other guys in the secondary. Zane Anderson gives me Mike Pryor vibes, wearing 39. I like that. Jonathan Owens with a sack, and I believe he had a pick too, right?
Hell yeah.
With Simone Biles in the crowd, that's nice. She tweeted something like, not me understanding football. She's into it. That's great. Isaiah McDuffie, nice game. Couple tackles for losses. Again, I thought Jair played great. Rashawn Gary had a really good drive of doing something great, but he cheated to get there. So that was kind of a struggle. Carrington Valentine, 3 pass deflections. Anthony Johnson, we're all like, who's that guy? He seemed all right. So that was good. Carlson can't be missing field goals. I have a short lease on Carlson. I almost tweeted a picture of Mason Crosby at one point, but then I remembered I didn't want Crosby here anymore either. I think his leg is dead. So we got to stick with Carlson, I guess. L says Rams.
I know we've seen some questionable stuff.
Huh?
I know we saw some questionable stuff from Carlson previously, but outside of today, he only missed one field goal. So outside of today.
Hold on. I have breaking family news. I just need to. Okay. Nothing major. We're just trying to figure out what to buy for my cousin's daughter is having a party coming up and we can't make it. I'll be in Pittsburgh, but we needed the, like the wish list or, you know, and my wife's out shopping right now. So I had to get that to her immediately. Okay. I'll edit that out in post.
Yes.
Al says Rams barely moved the ball. Packers had 4 drives stopped due to turnovers and penalties. Still scored 20. Love looked decent, which is all anyone should hope for this year. I'm enjoying my blood pressure's gone down considerably in the second half of this episode.
Good.
Kevin says, good. So people who are out on Love want them to lose, so they move on from him. It's the winning a few games that will then become – I can't read. I can't fucking read. What's happening to me?
I don't think it's necessarily you. It's the winning a few games that then become will keep him next year.
It's the winning a few games that then become will keep. Okay, so it was a sentence that wasn't
complete. It's not just you.
Okay.
No. There was like a mental stroke moment here at first where I think we both got concerned.
All right. Another comment from Rick. He's watching the Eagles be offsides multiple times on one drive. Weakest flag ever. Did they call him on the Eagles, or are you saying that they didn't call him on us? I don't know. I'm not watching that game yet.
Well, I mean, they were calling random offsides on us.
That was both. Those were not real.
I don't even know where that
is. Are not real. Mac Jerry doesn't think the Packers are bad. He just thinks they're young. Henny God says we should have lost. There was no possible way. We were never going to lose that game.
Well, maybe if Stafford started, that's it. But
Zach gave me $4.99 for the roast. Oh, I roasted Michael on. Yeah. Well, he roasted me. Said I only had six. Here's a new nickname for Hot Take Jake. Jake. NNYE66 calls you Weak Tit Jake. Hot Take Jake becomes Weak Tit Jake. Hates himself. Makes himself feel better by shitting on everything that might make you feel better. No. That's my move. I hate myself. That's why I shit on everybody.
We'll see if Hot Take Jake actually puts that on his handle. He could be Weak Tit Jake.
Yeah, you can get Tupelo for dinner. I was talking and promoting their brunch this weekend, but Tupelo, honey, good for dinner. Furman says, why does Dave have a better mic setup than Bort? That is something that I am going to work on, and that I am working on. I'm going to get a better setup, but I don't have a studio.
Yeah, you got $5. That's enough.
Well, yeah, that's what that $5 is going to. I want a studio. Am I showing that? Could you see my
little? In all fairness, I don't have a studio. I don't have a studio. It's just an attic.
But this is, look what I sit next to. A fucking water heater.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that problem. But I will say my floor is slanted.
Oh.
So I do tend to just like slide at times.
All right, guts coming back up. I'm so pissed. I really let myself go. To the point of no return. Any other comments? Here's $5 more to the microphone. The biggest challenge with Love is that his contract is up after 2024. I don't want to see them extend him. He looks like his ceiling is average QB. So hopefully, because I think what people are fearing, and this is where it comes into play here, is if they want to extend him, you're going to have to give him that Daniel Jones $45 million. Hopefully they can talk him into only taking like 33. But he'll probably want to get paid.
Yeah, I mean, that really is the most difficult part. I mean, it's who do you think he can be, you know, over the length of time here, you know, if he was to be extended, right? I tend to see like a little bit of Kirk Cousins at times, but you know, it's very few and far between. So don't quote me on that.
All right. I want to play a voicemail. Matt in the Falls was on the show earlier, but I want to play a voicemail from him on the Carl's Place voicemail line. 402-915-BART. Carl of ET.com/BART for your golf simulator needs. Matt sent me this voicemail at 6:45 a.m. on a Sunday.
Bart, it's me. About 6:30 Sunday morning, daylight savings day. And listen, this is fucking bullshit. I wake up on a Sunday morning and I've got to wait an extra hour for NFL football. I thought this was America. Doesn't Roger Goodell have any power? I mean, if we can't get daylight savings time canceled altogether, because it's a completely unnecessary tradition that was started when farmers didn't have electricity or, you know, lights. So if you can't get it totally canceled, then just fucking move it to like a Wednesday. This is bullshit. I shouldn't have to wait any extra time for my NFL football. Plus, these farmers that were helping, they're all probably, you know, like gun owning Republicans, and I think they're probably mostly white. So who cares about them, really? This is bullshit. Let's just watch football. I mean, move the schedule an hour earlier on Daylight Savings Day. Goodell can do that with the snap of his fingers.
All right. Good stuff for Matt.
Well, maybe wasn't he able to like watch the German game? Wasn't like.
So I had some, I was upset about daylight saving time on Saturday night. So I was tweeting that it was dumb. And then I deleted those tweets because I read one post and I just read one thing from a old weather guy I used to work with in lacrosse. And now I'm like pro daylight saving time. I think it sucks. I don't like losing the hour in the spring, but the argument is like in the summer, if we didn't do it, obviously we'd lose some summer nights. And the sun would be up at 4:20 in the morning. It's way too early.
I don't know. 4:20 sounds pretty good to me, Bart. A little bit of
right in your eyes. You got to pop a Happy Place hemp gummy to go back to sleep.
I'll give you an alternative. In the winter,
it wouldn't be like the sun wouldn't be up till 9 o'clock. How do you take your kids to school?
In the dark currently. So, but hey, alternative, you could just go to like Arizona.
You could. There is a refuge if you want.
So I think that's definitely a plus for almost anywhere you go.
I'll play one more voicemail. This was from Friday afternoon, but I haven't been able to get to it yet. And it is kind of sentiment with some of the takes that we had earlier in the episode. So we'll see how it plays now. This is from Tony in Texas.
Hey, Bart. Tony from Texas here. We all know it's been a rough Packers season thus far, but I've got a scenario here that I want you to kind of think through and ponder through, and maybe this would make it a successful season. Let's say the Packers just fall on their asses, win one or two more games. Jordan Love looks like complete shit, and we realize, and Brian Gutekunst realizes that Jordan Love isn't the answer. We get a top three pick, and we draft a quarterback. In your mind, if we drafted like a Drake May or a Caleb Williams, would this make the 2023 season worth it? I know it's painful, but would it be worth it just to get that top three pick and get another franchise possible quarterback? And then two, would you and Ryan Horvath, run this by Horvath, would you two feel validated that the 2020 draft was a complete disaster? Just a complete disaster. Would that make you feel better? And then lastly, I was in Milwaukee, as you know, for a few days, driving around, listening to your show. And my nephew was in the car, and he was listening. He's a big Tim Shea fan. I know Timmy was a little bit underwhelmed to meet me and Madison for whatever reason, but he was knee-deep in a bunch of Miller Lights. But I digress. So the question my nephew had for Tim Shea was, Tim, did you get a new car, and what kind of car? And two, any kind of PTSD from the Kia Boy incident? Those are questions that my nephew Jack had for Tim. So that's all I got, Bart. Talk to you next time on the YouTube, and hope all is well.
All right, I will save that last part. I'll use that again for Tim. I forgot that Tim Shea was robbed or carjacked.
Damn shame. I just had a student of mine get robbed at during class driving a Kia as well. Goddamn.
During class?
Yeah.
How's that work?
Car in the parking lot.
Oh, so he wasn't in the car?
No, no, no. No, this wasn't a drive-in theater class.
Lisa says in the 70s.
You know what?
Look at this. We actually did go back to not having daylight saving time, but people hated it. We went back. So we've already done this. Oh, okay. What, Dave?
I was going to say, Tony was calling me out today on Twitter about pickleball. So, I'm gonna use this platform. I hope you don't mind.
No, please.
To extend this offer because Tony thinks that his basketball ability is gonna carry him, and then he says, "I'm gonna flake on him." I said, "Hell no, let's go, Tony. We're gonna get a pickleball action going." Bart, you want to be my doubles partner?
I've never played, so I assume I'm like gonna be in the top 18% of people. All you do is stand there, and you don't move, right?
You gotta be fast. You gotta be quick. Reflexes. And
how come so many old people are doing it?
They got reflexes. They're busy smacking grandchildren or something. I don't know.
Jeez. Cassidy Hill reports official word on Christian Watson: chest injury, back injury, possible concussion.
Okay. Great.
One other thing I wanted to
say. Can you just add?
What?
Can you just add like 20 pounds to his frame, or at least 10 pounds? Something that he will not go down so easily. I mean, that dude is just so broken all the time.
All right. One other take I want to put on this platform, and then I will go away for a day, is I had a couple of reports from people of being told to sit down at Lambeau, including in the fourth quarter. I think that Lambeau, if they're not going to do my idea of making all the old people sit in one section, I do think there should be a 70-year-old and plus section where if you're old, you have to go there. I think that the Packers should be the first team to eliminate the concept of season tickets, because what happens is people have them. They don't want to lose them. The list is so long. They keep them in the family. Sometimes they don't even want them. It's an heirloom. That for a lot of these people going to the game, the people that live around Green Bay and have them, is a chore. It's a part. It's a thing they feel like they need to do. They go 5-6 times a year. They're in. They're out. They don't want it. That sucks. We need to eliminate season tickets. If you want to go buy a ticket, if you want to buy all the tickets, start every year and buy all the tickets. And then you could sell some or whatever the fuck you want to do. But I think the Packers should eliminate season tickets. It would eliminate the green and gold package nonsense. It would eliminate people from feeling like they have to go. And if you want your tickets back, then buy your tickets back. And then if the demand's high, the demand's high. And if it's low, it's low. And I'm on the season ticket list. I don't want to be on it. But I do. Oh, it's so fun. It's like, it's not fun. The season tickets are a problem. We have one of the lowest. I'm about to go to Pittsburgh. They're going to be crazy. I've been to so many other stadiums where it's like, wow, the Bills stadium. Going to the Bills game, it's like, holy shit, this is like these people rooting for a high school, college, and pro team all in one. And we're just all like, this game over yet? The beer's too cold. Like,
it's cold.
Too many people are going that don't even want to be there in the first place. Eliminate season tickets.
No. Bart, this is what you do. You eliminate the bleachers. You put those in the back of the stadium. That way, if you want to get close, you're not allowed to sit down. You're not allowed to sit down at all. You have to be standing and up and like getting yourself moving and excited to be there.
Hmm. Well, they got to do something.
They won't.
Well. Or put an age limit. 70 and older, you got to watch the game from fucking church basement. This is bullshit.
Yeah, ageism doesn't exist.
Well, it should. I think
it's a trend, Bart.
Look, I don't have a problem with like age for a lot of things. I see these old people driving. If you can still drive, who am I to tell you to get off the road? You want to run for public office, even though you're 99 years old? But I think you got to be 70 or younger to sit at a Packer game. So yeah, I'm an ageist in one area, Packer games. All right, Dave, good to see you, buddy. Sorry,
have a good one, Bart.
I got so heated before. I just jump out of the Packers one. I feel good. And I got two of my best people telling me that they're sad about the Packers winning.
You don't have that for me. I know I'm not one of your best anymore, but yeah, I can at least bring some comfort for you.
Door's always open, and I was really glad to see you. And now you froze on a sentimental thing.
Oh. All right, I don't know what you lose me on. I was saying, I may not be one of your best people anymore because I don't call quite as much as I used to. But I'm glad I was able to at least come on and temper the energy level a little bit for you.
I said, door's always open, and it was great to see you.
Ah, good, good. Well, again, have a good one, Bart.
There it is. We'll be back on Tuesday. Oof, son of a bitch. Packers won. This was a Packers win show. Wow. Incredible. You're booing my family.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.